Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we present the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. We find a law enforcement officer in Central Virginia who has gone above and beyond. Someone who, in my opinion, represents the best of the badge. We have had award winners from every federal agency that you can speak of, every state agency, every municipal agency, police department, sheriff's offices. And I am just so happy to tell you that our honoree, the first honoree in 2023, is police officer Mary Gary Ford from Chesterfield County. And Officer Gary Ford, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It is my honor to be in your presence as I look at some of the incredible statistics that you have racked up in Chesterfield County. You are setting records. And then once you set them, you break them because you want a new record to deal with. But before we get to all of that, just give me a sense of who Mary is and why does Mary become a police officer?
So many, many years ago, when I finished high school and I was in college and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I thought about law school. I thought about government. And I was working at a summer job, and I met Senator Allen and his wife.
Okay.
And she was just as nice as she could be, just as sweet as she could be. And so as the manager of this school, I put on the board everybody's picture and their name and what they were in college for and what they wanted to do. And she read mine, and we got to talking, and we talked about government, and she piqued my interest with law enforcement. And that was strengthened by my wife years later when I met her.
Okay.
And I feel like it's been a natural fit for me. I feel like it's been a great fit for me. And hopefully for the community that I serve, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So you're serving Chesterfield County now, but that wasn't your first duty station, right? When you entered law enforcement, you were in the city of Richmond.
That's right. Yeah. 2009, I joined RPD, and I was there for about 11 and a half years and got to do a variety of things there and work with some amazing people there. And then I came over here to Chesterfield County in November of 2020 and get to work with great people here. So it's been interesting.
I'm sure it has. Let me ask you to flash back for a second to RPD, the Richmond Police Department, because you kind of sort of cross paths for a year or two. You're entering into law enforcement, a young woman in a profession that, if we're going to be honest, has traditionally been predominantly male, sometimes for good, sometimes for ill. But it is what it is. You go to the Richmond Police Department, and one of the best cops in the history of the city of Richmond is Jan McTernan,
yes,
who at the time you encounter her would have been a lieutenant and actually probably just a year or two away from retiring. So what's your recollection of Jan?
So what an honor to have an award named after Jan McTernan. She is the epitome of, in my opinion, what it means to not only be a police officer, but to be a female police officer.
Yeah.
And so for me, I can only speak from my experience, coming out, being brand new in the city of Richmond.
Yeah, right.
and trying to soak it in, trying to learn fast. There is not a lot of room for error there. I remember interacting with Jan, or Lieutenant McTernan.
Yes.
I remember seeing her, but what I remember most is watching her. And it wasn't how she spoke to people. It wasn't, you know, barking orders. It was simply how she carried herself. She was able to get so much done in a minimalistic way.
Mm-hmm.
But without knowing much about her as a person or all the amazing things she did in her career, I could tell right away that Jan was the kind of female police officer I wanted to aspire to be. I wanted to be the Jan McTernan. Now, I will never fill those shoes. She is irreplaceable. There will never be another Jan McTernan. But I remember watching her, and I remember taking it in and studying her and seeing how she handled herself and how she interacted with others, whether it was other police officers or community members. And it was better training than I got in the academy. there's things that you can't put to words, and you just have to witness and experience. And so it's surreal.
Well,
to be receiving the Jan McTernan Award, she is something else. She was something else.
But you know, Mary, part of the reason that you're here is that as your lieutenant sent me your story, and it's an incredible read. All of the things that you're doing. As I'm reading it, I thought, well, yeah, that's Jan. I mean, I'm being very candid. You remind me a lot of Jan, and you know, Jan was a family member. I mean, not related by blood, but you'd never know it. And the stories that Jan told as a woman joining the Marines, when quite frankly, for the most part, women didn't become Marines.
Right.
And Jan had to talk about standing on her tippy toes to make the height at the recruiter, and they finally let her in. And then when she joins the Richmond Police Department, and Jan was the only human being I ever knew who had trouble gaining weight, right? I mean, she told me, oh my God, I had to drink milkshakes every day so that I could make the minimum weight. And it's like, God, to have that problem, geez, right. I never knew. But Jan once explained it all to me, Mary. I said to her, and I don't even recall where we were, probably at her house, is, you know, Jan, it's just fantastic to me because you're kind of like my second Jewish mom.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, she says, no, Jeff, I'm not. What do you mean? She says, I'm more like your cool older sister.
Nice.
And I said, bingo, you got it. And that was Jan.
Yeah.
And Jan got stuff done. And I'm looking at some of your numbers because you make the decision. You do great work for the Richmond Police Department, but you make a decision. Hey, Chesterfield County seems like it's a pretty good agency.
Right.
And not to blow smoke, but Chief Katz is not a bad guy and has got some good vision on what to do with the agency. So you come over to Chesterfield and you're setting records. So which record would we like to start with? Because you have 157 traffic arrests in, is this right? Just in the month of March 22?
Yes.
Really? Goodness gracious. All right. So tell me about some of these numbers that are jumping off the page at me.
Well, I guess I should say that coming to Chesterfield County, so in policing, you change departments. It's like chutes and ladders. You go back down to start again.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's true.
And so here I need to show that I'm hungry for this job. I need to show my passion. I want to be active.
Yes.
I want to be proactive. And one of the things that, you know, Colonel Katz talks about a lot of stuff. And he's an exceptional leader, and I'm proud to get the opportunity to work under him.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that's important to him and his vision for this department is protecting the vulnerable. And as a patrol officer, you know, one of the ways that I feel that I can help make an impact on his vision is with traffic. And so in Chesterfield County, our roads are very unforgiving. They are windy.
Yes.
They are dark.
Yep.
There's parts of the road, I kid you not, you go down Genito Road and the white, solid white line just disappears off the side. And so with distracted driving, with cell phones in hand, with speeding, with driving under the influence, with road rage, with, hey, we're all human beings and sometimes we're just not focused and we have other things on our mind. I feel that the way I can help best make it a good impact for our county, for our community members, and also for this department is to protect the vulnerable. And you know, crime is everywhere, but traffic is something that we can prevent, right? So just paying attention, slowing down for just a second. Let's not run a red light.
Yeah.
There's no need to go 25 miles an hour over the speed limit, right? So yes, for that particular month, that just happened to be a month that I said, I'm gonna get out there a little bit more than I typically do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that not every traffic stop is a ticket, right?
Right.
So there's lots of written warnings. There's verbal warnings. You know, it all has the same impact, I think, right? I have to take a second.
Yep.
Because this officer is here and saying, hey, let's think about what we're doing for just a minute.
Yep.
And hopefully, you know, that helps save somebody's life or puts us in a better situation where we don't have to deal with things long term. Body damage, vehicle damage, property damage.
Well, I will tell you, and I want to remind everybody, Police Officer Mary Gary Ford is joining us. She's with the Chesterfield County Police Department. she is the January 2023 recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honor. You talk about how every traffic stop doesn't have to be a ticket. That's right. Something that comes with experience.
Right.
Right. That comes with an understanding of, oh, you're a real person and you really are late for this job interview or your kids were sick. It's not something, as I look back, that a lot of rookies out of the academy understood, even if you had lived in the real world, right?
Right.
Every traffic stop, at least when I started, was a ticket, and at least one ticket.
Right.
But then you do get to that point in your life where you go, no, I get it. The dog ran away this morning, and now you're late for this big presentation. And so that's something that comes, obviously, with this this perspective. It's not just the record numbers, though. You have been saluted by Captain Riesmeyer nearly every month with cases that you were involved with, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like getting called to the principal's office, but for good reason, right?
I want to stay away from the principal's office.
Right, but you've got a great division commander.
I do,
Really is aware of what you're doing.
Yes, I am very fortunate with the leadership, with Lieutenant Peronto and Captain Riesmeyer, Colonel Katz, my sergeant, Sergeant Brumbaugh. I'm very, very fortunate to have very encouraging, very supportive, and very hands-off approach.
Sure.
Which I personally appreciate.
Yeah.
I will go out and I will work hard and I will try to make sure I do the right things to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Primarily for our community. They're not calling us because they're having a great day. So I want to go above and beyond and show that, you know, we do care and we're going to take the time and we're not going to rush through things and we're going to give you our all. Because I think if I were on the other end or if my family were on the other end, that's what I would want. Just take a little bit extra, give it a little bit more, see what you can do.
And that is the situation. Sometimes people lose sight of that. Sometimes people on the job lose sight of that. Nobody's calling the local constabulary because things are going well. Oh, my God, I got a pay raise and it's my favorite dinner and the kids have already taken a bath. This is great. Let's call the local sector officer over to come in and enjoy it.
Right.
It is the worst day in their life. But the risk that I still say we, but the risk that you who are doing this job today still encounter is it's another day at the office for you.
Right.
And somehow, some way, you've got to bring that compassion, that empathy, and that professionalism to every one of these situations.
Right.
It's not your worst day ever.
Right.
And you may very well have seen something worse that day or you're going to see it. But your encounter with that member of the community, you got to give 110% all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think to my benefit, having done this job for a long time and having done different aspects of this profession, having experienced different types of investigations and people on their worst days, and those days are going to be something they deal with for the rest of their life. It's enabled me to the maturity part, right? Yep. To step back and say, okay, let me think about this.
Yeah.
Obviously I have to do my job, right? I have to follow policy. I have to follow law, but I can also be a human being with you. And even if there's nothing I can do for you, I can sit and listen and I can talk and I can try and help with resources or just be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you're in a situation where you know that there's a domestic dispute. There's another part of each and every one of these stories. And then at the end of the shift, you've got to go home and you want to go home to your wife.
Some days for us are just as hard. Yeah. But I try to remember that and keep my compassion and just take an extra few minutes, because I think not feeling rushed and feeling like you were heard amounts to a lot.
It sure does. Police Officer Gary Ford is joining us. And Officer Gary Ford is the January 2023 recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honor. And there's so many parts of your career that are worth talking about. But I want you to talk a little bit about ICAC. Now, people may have heard that. They may be, ICAC, is it a soda brand? Is it a car? What exactly is it? What exactly is ICAC, and why is it actually important to us?
So ICAC stands for Internet Crimes Against Children. Here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, we have two parts. So Northern Virginia is considered NOVA ICAC. Southern Virginia, which is anything not Northern Virginia, is SOVA ICAC. It is a task force. So we have Chesterfield, Henrico, Powhatan, Hanover, State Police, FBI, HSI. I'm leaving a lot out and I don't mean to. We have a partner from every agency, or two or three, depending on the size, and we work together. And the goal is to protect our innocent, our children, our vulnerable.
Yep.
So child sexual exploitation, child pornography, the solicitation of children or minors. And so we work together and it's great. So when there is a case or there's a resource needed, you get responses immediately. You reach out to the team, your task force members. I need this. I need that. And we work together. I say we. I don't do it anymore, obviously. But the team works together and they work together well. And it is a well-oiled machine mm-hmm. of people who care
yep.
and give it their all and don't mind working 24 however many hours in a row, that will go above and beyond, drive through the night to go somewhere and help and execute a search warrant or do an interview or process a piece of digital equipment like a cell phone or a laptop. It was my pleasure to get to do that for a large part of my career. I'm proud to say that I was an ICAC, and I'm proud to have worked with the team, and it's statewide.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, so SOVA ICAC and NOVA ICAC are separated, but work together
yeah.
hand in hand. And, you know, with children and with innocence, this is just with children and their innocence, once you lose your innocence, you don't get it back.
That's right.
And it's not fair. It's not right. And it's not okay for someone to take that away. And children's, you know, your brain isn't fully developed until you're 25.
Right.
Right. So it's not that hard for me as someone who's older than 25 right. to outsmart someone who's younger than 12. It's very easy, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so ICAC is the team behind the scenes protecting those children and protecting the victims, unfortunately, because there are some victims, and preventing their from being victims.
Yes.
And it is an amazing thing. I wish I could advocate better for ICAC. It's so important. It's yeah. invaluable. And I don't think, and it's probably good, I don't think many people realize how many people are working behind the scenes to keep our children safe.
Well, I'll tell you, as we take a look at some of the honorees for this award, we have a number of detectives in particular who are in that arena.
Right.
So my listeners have heard this ICAC before, and a number of them are great detectives from Chesterfield County. A mutual friend, Kevin Heiner from the
yes.
city of Richmond, has
yes.
just taken down so many bad people throughout the years. I mean, the mind boggles. You're killing it in the patrol division. I'm looking at 979 checks of businesses, 840 directed patrols of county-owned property and landmarks, 894 neighborhood patrols, 677 traffic stops. Great stuff in patrol. Your background in ICAC and the rest of it. Any thoughts about returning to that at some point?
I have to be eligible.
Okay.
So I would like to venture back into the world of investigating crimes
sure.
against children.
Okay.
I find it to be a passionate position for me.
Yeah.
8.5 years of my career has been doing that,
yeah.
protecting children, investigating crimes where children are abused or sexually assaulted or killed.
Yeah.
So yes, I definitely have an interest in it. There has to be... you know, I have to be eligible to apply.
Sure.
There has to be a position. I have
of
to be
course.
Selected. There's a lot of variables to consider.
Yeah.
Definitely something I'm interested in, but, you know, time will tell.
Well, you know, you're in a situation. I hope you don't mind me asking to talk about this. I mentioned Captain Reese Meyer and mm-hmm. Lieutenant Peranto and you, and there's this great, I think it's a really cool situation, this command structure for your division, which is actually all female. Is that something you think about at any point, or do you just say, man, these are some really good folks?
They are really good folks. If I could just take a second, you know, I just want to say that in my career, Jan McTernan, Sharon Slavey, Dana Brereton, Faith Filippo, Trish Edmonds, mm-hmm. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, Lieutenant Peranto, Captain Reese Meyer, I have had the pleasure to witness And the people that I'm saying are all in supervisory positions,
yeah.
To witness them and watch what they do. And so, yes, that is something I am interested in. Again, it's time and grade. It's
yeah.
there being an opening, being selected, you know. So there's, again, a lot of variables to consider. That is something I am interested in. I have a long way to go until I retire. So,
well, I just look at it and I think, unfortunately, there were times in the history of law enforcement where this would have been insane. Nobody would have had, what are they doing down there in Chesterfield? This is craziness.
Right.
And now we look at it and go, wow, they really picked the best people and put them in the right spots and everything seems to be moving along well. I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this, but you've kicked in a door or two, as I understand it, but for good reason, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now that we've started with the punchline, let's go back and get the rest of the story, Mary.
There was I believe he was a physical therapist. He couldn't make contact with his client. He was very concerned about her. She was an elderly woman. She had some mobility issues. And he actually worked out of area. I believe he was from the beach. So he would drive to Chesterfield County from the beach however many days a week to come and do work with his client. So he can't get a hold of her. She's not answering the phone. Nobody's answering the door. Cars in the parking lot. Never married. No children.
Okay.
Her neighbors on one side were brand new. Neighbor on the other side wasn't responding as well initially. So actually, Lieutenant Pronto and I responded together because she's just that kind of lieutenant. That comes out and helps the troops, which is, I appreciate. And it was very helpful to have her there on scene for this. So couldn't make contact. Nobody seemed to have a lot of information about her, but there was a legitimate concern.
Sure.
So we have an elderly woman that nobody can get in contact with. It's not like her to get in her car and drive away or go for a walk down the street. People haven't heard from her in days. We have mail stacked up outside her door. Nobody has a key. True to being an older person, she has very routine habits. So lights on in her home during the day is one thing. Lights on in her home at night is another. So we could tell there were some things that gave us concern to believe that she might be in the home and she may not be okay.
Okay.
So we forced entry and initially were maybe expecting the worst, hoping for the best.
Yep.
And thank God she was okay. She made some sounds. We found her. She had been there for several days. In one position, she had fallen and injured herself and physically could not get up. She couldn't get to a phone. She couldn't move herself. Use your imagination being there for 3 days, not being able to move. She had some other, things that were going on with her. So thankfully, it all started with her her therapist calling and showing concern. And thankfully we were able to get in there because, you hit a level of dehydration.
Yep.
And then with the injury sustained, right, from a fall. So what does that do long-term? So I am thankful to say I do know that she is still in a hospital. Okay. And this was pretty recently. We were able to find out that she's still in the hospital from that incident. They're keeping her there, keeping an eye on her. She is doing well, as about as well as she could be doing. It was a good day. It was a good day for everybody to make sure that she's safe. And we're going to get her the help she needs.
Well, and that's the job, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I would imagine it has to be incredibly rewarding, even taking bad people off the streets and putting them in jail where they belong and sending them off to prison and the rest of it. But when you've got the opportunity just to help an older woman who, frankly, had you not gone, you went a day later, you weren't as concerned, I knocked on the door, she didn't answer, all's good, not my problem, would have been a very, very different result. So,
right.
That's true. It's not just service. That's life-saving, Mary.
Well,
it is.
Okay.
I will say that. And I will tell you that, again, you remind me of Jan McTernan with shucks, it's okay. You save a life. It's okay. You go, I got to go fill up the car with gas and what have you. But I am thrilled that you're here. And I am thrilled that I get to present you with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Because there are great people on that wall.
Yeah.
Each of them is deserving. But I'm telling you, there's something very special about Mary Gary Ford that I'm just very honored to be in this position. Now, you mentioned that you're not retiring anytime soon.
No.
That's good.
Okay.
Because I've got a whole bag of gifts none of which will get you any closer to retirement. But there are some cool things, and I'm going to run down the list if that's okay.
All right.
My buddy Victor Fable, he moved here from Hollywood. His son is a police officer in Colonial Heights. And Victor is a career lighting guy, Broadway, concerts, movies, and he now does a lot of lighting for churches. But because he encountered this with his son, he's got some nifty things called Guardian Angel. It's a great little thing for your belt, for your vest, with all sorts of different lights, great tactical purposes as well. So you're you're going to get one of those. You are going to get a beautiful thin blue line flag that my buddy Pastor Steve Boots made. Steve is the pastor over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, but he's also the chaplain for Henrico County Police Division.
Oh, wow.
And he makes those flags for us. So you're going to get one of those.
All right.
We've got a couple of little gift here and there. Jamie Walter, whose husband, Mike Walter, special agent with the Virginia State Police. Jamie and her kids actually put together a little gift pack in that envelope and an amazing letter. You just have to read the letter.
Okay.
My buddy Rich Handshoe, who owns and operates Apollo Pizza in the West End, would like to give you some pizza to the tune of $50.
Wow.
That's a couple of pizzas.
That's a couple of pizzas.
Yeah. My buddy Craig and Maria Briggs and Margie Pegram over at Mission Barbecue would like to buy lunch.
Oh, wow.
And let me see what else am I getting. Oh, my buddy Lee Weeks. Now, Lee is another interesting guy. Lee is a buddy of mine. He does tile. That's how I got to know Lee. His son just left the Chesterfield Sheriff's Office. He's a police officer over in Hopewell now.
Wow.
And Lee has donated a $100 gift card.
Wow.
And because he does have the law enforcement connection, there's some Krispy Kreme gift cards as well, which you can share with the shift or not. Entirely up to you.
Okay.
My buddy Tony Brewster, who is a Midlothian guy, put together a benefit golf tournament. And so he's donating a $100 gift card.
Wow.
And I got to get that one for you. Mike McTernan, who heads up Prince George Towing, Jan's son,
right?
Foot the bill. We now have official Jeff Katz Show challenge coins for our honorees. And that's thanks to Mike and Prince George Towing. And finally, one of the gifts that probably means just about the most to me comes from my dear friend Emily Morrissey. And I know you know Emily's story, 24 yes. years old with some disabilities and challenges. But of course, everybody who listens to the show knows Emily's story. Discovered that she had a real talent for bead work while she was in school. And her folks and her brother PJ set up this great business, emily'sbracelets.com. And I wear my thin blue line bracelet every day. And so you've got one to take with you as well. So I can't thank you enough for coming in. I can't thank you enough for doing this job every single day. I just have such admiration for the men and the women who go out every single day, do this job, do it with honor and professionalism and dignity. And again, I think that reflects on you, but it carries on this great tradition from fine women like Jan, like Captain Riesmeyer, like Lieutenant Peranto. I think you're in very good company, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. Thank you.
That is Officer Mary Gary Ford with the Chesterfield County Police Department. She is the January 2023 recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.